Hey guys, it's Monday here on Day by Day, which means we're in the podcast room, and I got a good friend with me today, Drew Brewer, and we're talking about how church members can pray for their pastors. And so Drew here is a PK. His father is Tim Brewer, pastor at Mount Olive in Guy, Arkansas. And Drew is also the worship pastor there, so he gets to kind of come at it from different perspectives, but mainly as a son that has grown up in the pastor's home. So Drew, thinking about all those years growing up in the pastor's home, seeing all kinds of church life, how would you encourage our people to pray for pastors, the pastor's family?
Yeah. Well, first off, thanks for having me. Everything that we can pray on behalf of our pastors for, I think are also things that we should pray as individuals for ourselves.
Yeah.
There are some distinctions, but I would say the first thing that came to mind was their perseverance.
Mm.
We can't forget that ministry is a spiritual battle. Battles are tiring. War is hard. So praying both for their spiritual endurance, but also their physical endurance, their health
yeah.
in general.
Yeah.
And I think we see some examples of that in Scripture in Luke 22. Jesus is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he says, "Lord, if you're willing, remove this cup from me. Not my will, but yours be done." And then an angel appeared to him, strengthening him. And then he says, in verse 44, it says, "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly."
Mm.
And so seeing that even Jesus himself prayed for strength and endurance,
yeah.
and that we should also do that,
yeah.
not only for ourselves, but our leadership,
yeah.
and pastors.
Yeah.
And then Paul in 2 Corinthians 1, he talks about this near-death experience, this affliction he's experienced.
Mm.
And in verse 11 of chapter 1, he says, "You must help us by prayer." And he says, "You must help us in prayer so that many will give thanks on our behalf mm. for the blessing granted to us through your prayers."
Yeah, yeah.
So this idea that they get blessing by us praying on their behalf.
Yeah, yeah.
And so praying for their endurance, their perseverance in ministry.
Yeah.
It's not easy, and that's something that they'll receive a blessing through.
Absolutely. You know, oftentimes, you know, in pastor world and in pastor circles, the joke is that every pastor resigns on Monday morning. Like,
yeah.
don't ever write your resignation letter on Monday morning just because Sunday's been hard and no telling what you've been hit with or anything like that. And I know, and you've seen it and you've probably experienced it as well, just the mental and emotional and physical toll that just that one little situation can have on you when you're dealing with people's spiritual lives, and how you think we're not making any progress
yeah.
here, and so why continue,
right.
right? Why even do this? And so the prayer for perseverance is, and the fact that Paul says, you must do this. This
yeah.
like
he's like begging
yeah,
for that. Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. Like, we're not going to make it unless you do pray on our behalf for this. So that's awesome. So guys out there, when you think about praying for your pastor, the pastor's family, and you want to move beyond bless my pastor, pray specifically for their endurance, for their ability to endure, which comes through resting and abiding in Christ. Pray for their perseverance in the faith and in their calling. We've got more for you next Monday with Drew.